Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hi, I'm Laura Lively. Welcome to you and all of your parts. I was recently in a conversation with a coworker at my day job, and the concept of cognitive dissonance came up. Now, for me, cognitive dissonance is a way of life. But before we go there, let's talk about what it actually is. A quick Google search. So notice I said quick. Hear me when I say this definition is not from the Harvard Medical School, okay? Cognitive dissonance is the discomfort a person feels when their behavior does not align with their values or beliefs. Cognitive dissonance is a psychological phenomena that occurs when a person holds two contradictory beliefs at the same time. Now, the conversation I mentioned from work was with someone who was not likely parts worker IFS informed. And she was saying, I don't understand how I tell myself every morning I'm going to exercise, and then I go to bed every night and I have not exercised. So someone else in the conversation brought up cognitive dissonance. This person's behavior did not align with her stated values of wanting to exercise, right? Now, let's be real. We've all done this. We've all said we want one thing and then we've not done it, right? Am I right? Again, don't leave me hanging here. I bring this up because to me, what my colleague's behavior made me, it made complete sense. Like to me, a parts work person, she has parts. She has a part that wants to exercise and she has a part that has, you know, that is like, no way am I exercising. She may have a part that has heard or read that it's important to exercise, but that other part doesn't care. It really doesn't care. And by the way, who doesn't have those two parts, right? Like who, maybe we've got athletes among us, but I don't want to exercise and yet I do it. So I have those parts too, just to be clear. In fact, I would probably go a step further because she's basically beating herself up because she's not exercising, right? So chances are not only does she have the part that's keeping her from exercising, then she has, you know, as we know, our friends, the inner critic who is telling her that she's a bad person because she's not exercising. Then a part of her feels hopeless or feels like something must be wrong with her, that she can't do this basic thing that everyone knows is good for them. Me, I'd say welcome those parts too. So these days, when someone says cognitive dissonance, I immediately in my head hear, oh, they've got parts. They've got parts. Of course they have parts. So I share this with you in case you're noticing what feels like a tug of war inside of you too, like my colleague. When this occurs, can you get curious about what's going on and be aware, oh, I probably have at least two parts in here who want different things. Then, without trying to change either part's mind, get curious and ask them, why do you want to exercise? They'll have reasons. Why don't you want to exercise? That part will also have reasons. Now, I'm going to invite you to listen to both of them without judging them. Because if you're judging them, that's yet another part. But just notice what their reasons are. They're doing their best to help you for whatever reason. Now, occasionally, I do get a part that'll say, I don't want to exercise. Okay, why? Why don't you want to exercise? No, I just don't want to exercise. And you know, sometimes it's like a shrug of a teenager, like, don't talk to me. I don't want to. If you will hang with them, just sit there, not trying to like force them to tell you. Generally, they will tell you what's really going on. They will explain what their reasoning is. But if you start trying to berate the part for not telling you, oh, come on, you know you have a reason. Give me the reason. Okay, that's not self-energy. That doesn't sound calm or compassionate. That's another part that's annoyed with this teenage part that won't actually talk to you. So again, if you find yourself annoyed, congratulations. Guess what? You have just met another part of you. A part that is annoyed at this nonsense. We're crying out loud. We could have been done exercising by now if we hadn't procrastinated for the last 20 minutes. Welcome that part too. Those are all parts. That part might be right. Maybe you could have been 20 minutes into your exercise. You could have been done by now if you hadn't sat around like trying to figure out why these two parts were fighting. Welcome them all. We're here to build relationships with our parts, all of them. The really likable ones, the recalcitrant ones, the cranky ones. We want you to acknowledge, accept, and appreciate all of these parts. If you aren't familiar with it, I'd invite you to look up Rumi's The Guest House. In this classic poem, Rumi invites you to embrace them all. You and your parts are the living embodiment of that amazing poem. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I hope you might view cognitive dissonance a little differently now. Maybe you see it as your parts. I invite you to drop me a comment here, send me an email at laura@laralively.com, hit the subscribe button so you never miss the new content. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts, cranky or not.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.